Welcome into the Coach's Huddle, your weekly inside look into Cedar Falls, Waterloo Columbus, Waterloo East, and Waterloo West football with the coaches who lead your favorite teams. And now, from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, here's your host, Mark Simpson.
Welcome to the Coach's Huddle, live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls on 1650 The Fan. Hi, Mark Simpson with you. Join me for the next hour as I talk with the Metro High School football coaches to find out how their teams are doing and what's in store for them. Coach's Huddle is brought to you by Community Buick, GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services Heating and Cooling, the Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Bill Caldwell Ford, and our great host, Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Well, this week on the Coach's Huddle, we'll hear from Cedar Falls coach Brad Remmert. Tigers are coming off a nice 42-7 win at Dubuque Senior last week. We'll recap that game and preview Friday's home contest against 5A 4th-ranked Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Waterloo East coach DeCarlos Anderson will fill us in on what took place in the Trojans' 52-29 high-scoring game against Western Dubuque last week. And we'll look ahead to the Trojans' 4A District 2 game Friday night at Memorial Stadium against Waverly Shell Rock. Waterloo West coach Lonnie Moore will join us, and we'll talk about the Wallhawks' 49-0 loss to West Des Moines Valley and scout Friday night's road game at Iowa City Liberty. And Waterloo Columbus coach Brad Schmidt will fill us in on Class 1A 8th-ranked Columbus's 50-0 shutout win over East Marshall and break down Friday night's 1A District 4 away game at South Hardin. We're heading into week 8 of the high school football season. It's starting to wind down, and we'll hear what the coaches have to say when we return. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end, value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservices.hvac.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics. with you every step of the way.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Welcome back. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. Mark Simpson with you on this Wednesday evening. Of course, we're here throughout the high school football season as we get ready for week 8 coming up on Friday. And joining us first here on the Coach's Huddle tonight, Cedar Falls head coach Brad Remmer. Cedar Falls looks good as they roll past Dubuque Senior 42-7 last Friday night at Dalzell Field in Dubuque. And Coach, you got off to what you were hoping for, a good start. You lead 21-0 in the first quarter. I believe you scored on, your third or second play of the ball game. And it was all Tigers as you rolled to the big victory, looking good on both offense and defense.
Yeah, we got off to a good start. It was one of those things we got down there. We knew it was going to be cold and be in the 50s. And next thing you know, it starts raining during pregame. It's one of those you're grinding your teeth, kind of going, "Oh, nuts, what now?" And fortunately for us, the weather subsided during pregame, and we had a pretty decent night. And our kids responded. We asked them to come out for a good start. I think it was, like you said, third play into it. Tate Hermanson on a QB run, took off for 55 yards, got some good blocking up front. Also got a great block from our receiver, Logan Rowe, there, and was able to get the big run and get us started with 7-0 lead.
I like the balance. You had 3 rushing touchdowns and 3 passing touchdowns.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we've got to be able to do to effectively. We got to be able to rush the football and throw it, complement it with the passes. I think our passing game, we were 9-10 for 188 yards and 3 touchdowns. So for us, that's efficient with what we did over a couple hundred yards rushing offensively. So overall, I thought it was a well-balanced, good night for us.
Yeah, balanced is a good way to describe it as – the Tigers shared the wealth. Will Remmert scored a pair of touchdowns, one rushing on an 8-yard run and on a 59-yard touchdown reception. But you also had touchdown runs from Ben Backus in the ball game, as you mentioned, about Tate Hermanson, and then touchdown receptions from Caden Smith, Cade Corbett, and again, Will Remmert.
Yeah, you know, that was good. The ball was distributed quite well. You mentioned a lot of the guys there. It was good to see Caden Smith get into the end zone there on from a late Wolf pass toward the end of the second quarter. You mentioned Corbett's route. I thought Tate did a great job on that bootleg hitting Corbett for the touchdown there. And you mentioned some of those other guys that scored. Ben Backus at the end of the game came in, and I thought he ran real hard for us, which is something where we need. A solid number 2 in that backfield, and he did some really good things the other night rushing the football. He ended up with 67 yards in that touchdown. So, again, good to see a lot of different kids touch the ball and get into the end zone.
We're talking with Cedar Falls head football coach Brad Remmert here on the Coach's Huddle. Cedar Falls wins at Dubuque Senior 42-7. You're up 21-0 and after one quarter, 35-0 at halftime, 35-0 going into the fourth quarter. How do you balance using your starters and then going into the reserves? Because you want your team to be as sharp as possible with the season starting to wrap up.
Yeah, absolutely. As you go in there, it's one of those things. You're up 35-0, and we weighed in at halftime. Our defense played really, really well in that first half. We had kids do some really good things, and we'll mention some of those kids when we get to the players of the week. But it's one of those things that we knew they were going to get the ball in the second half. We knew we were going to start our first unit of defense for one series. And offensively, we knew we were going to start subbing kids because it's one of those things that you want to build momentum in that as you get towards the end. But you also got to be able to build some depth, too, because, at any point in time, somebody with a roster of only low 50s, you're going to need somebody that's a number 2 to step up. So we played a lot of kids. In fact, we played the majority of our team was in that game. That's more important to us than preserving a shutout or any of those items. It's getting kids on the field, get them in the game. And so we were able to do that. And we just feel like that's valuable experience that these kids need down the road.
All right. Throwing the football. This is a pretty efficient Tigers. Tate Hermanson, 5 of 6, 117 yards, a pair of touchdown passes. Leighton Wolf comes in off the bench, 4 for 4, 71 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, and it was good to get kids, and we dished it around. I think there was 2, 4, 6 kids, that six different receivers caught balls. You mentioned 3 different kids caught touchdowns. And I thought both Tate and Leighton came in, and they read coverage as well. They found the open receivers and were able to put it on the money. And you know, 90% completion is a very efficient night for us, and that's a plus. We're going to need that as we head into Week 8.
Cedar Falls head football coach Brad Remmert, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. Is there something in your contract that says that if you have an exchange student on the football team, they need to score? Because I remember a couple of years ago, you had that kid from
the Netherlands.
From Netherlands.
From Joris.
Yeah.
Joris was from the Netherlands.
You got him into the end zone.
We did. We threw, in fact, we named that screen pass after him. We had to come up with a name for it. We called it the Dutch screen. And we still call it that. So because of Joris, he was a big offensive tackle a couple of years ago. Well, this year we're exchange student Diego Biardo Gonzalez. He's from Mexico here at Cedar Falls, and he wanted to come out for football. And he played soccer before but never played football. So he actually got in the game as a wide receiver. He wanted to learn some receivers, so we got him a few snaps up there. And when we scored our last touchdown, we put him in to kick the extra point, and he drilled it. It was an excellent kick, and good to see him get in the scoring column there. And he'll have a memory to take with him, when our season's over, take with him back to Mexico at the end of the year.
That's excellent. And who were the players of the week for Cedar Falls?
All right, up front in our offensive line, it was Connor Best, junior offensive guard. The offensive back was Tate Hermanson. We mentioned 5 of 6, 117 yards and 2 touchdowns. Wide receiver was Kate Corbett. In addition to his touchdown reception, he did a great job of blocking on the edge for some of our plays, especially the reverse play that scored. Defensive lineman was Robin Cook, a senior. Just keeps grinding in there. Robin, he's just a lunch pail type kid. Comes to work each day and had another good game for us. Linebacker was Drew Gertis. He continues to make big plays for us. The defensive back was Nolan Plaggy. Special teams player was our fullback, Corin Footman. He's a kid that he does everything on the special teams. He's on all of them. He's just an effort kid, great kid to work with, doing a great job in those kick teams. And then we had 3 kids that were in the reserve role that came in and played in the game. Jack Polson is a linebacker. Leighton Wolf, you mentioned, went 4 of 4, had the touchdown pass. And then Caden Mudcrab Shaw came in at fullback and did a good job, had a good lead block for the touchdown that Backus had.
Well, Coach, Friday night, the competition will be a lot stronger. You host a very good Cedar Rapids Kennedy team. They're 5-2. They're on a roll. Cougars playing some good football right now. They're coming off a 44-0 win against Dubuque Hempstead, and this is a really – talent-laden team.
Yeah, it's a good squad that Coach White brings in. They got off to an 0-2 start. They lost to West Des Moines Dowling in Week 1. They got beat by Pleasant Valley in a 36-35 game in Week 2. But since then, they've beat Linmar, Washington, City High, Bettendorf, and Hempstead. So they've got a 5-game winning streak coming in. You mentioned very talented team offensively. They're balanced. You look at what they've done stat-wise. They're 1,300 yards rushing, 1,750 yards passing. So it's a good team coming in here, and then should be another great matchup.
They have an outstanding linebacker at defense.
Yeah, Coach White's kid. He's the middle linebacker on defense, and they do a lot of different things. They move him around. They blitz him. He'll also come in. He's scored 14 touchdowns this year. So they bring him in as fullback and tight end, and when he's at a fullback position, they'll either hand it to him or they like to run bootleg plays to him, and then he'll move up and be one of their 2 tight ends, and they seem to find him in some of the double crossing type routes down near the goal line. But yeah, he has 7 rushing touchdowns and 7 TD receptions also.
Talking with Brad Remmert, head football coach for Cedar Falls. What's the storyline as far as playoff implications for Cedar Falls? Right now you're 4-3, Kennedy's 5-2. Obviously, this will boost your resume if you can win.
At this point, you know, that'll all work itself out with the RPI and that. And it takes a smarter person than I to do all those calculations and that. So I think our best thing is just telling the kids, let's focus at the task at hand. The other thing's going to work itself out. But you got just a great Kennedy team coming in. Last year, we had a great game with them. I think it ended up 23-16. They came in undefeated, and we were fortunate enough. We played really well and got the win against them. So I know they're going to use that as motivation to come in and play real well. And obviously, you're getting down to the nitty-gritty, week 8, and you want to be playing your best football. So it should be a heck of a game. I look at them offensively, and you're going to see a mountain of a person at offensive tackle for them, that Nick Brooks kid. I think that was his first name, but 6'8", 350. You won't miss him. They're out on the edge. And then they've got another offensive lineman, number 70, that's a heck of a player. So they're going to be big and physical up front. They got a wide receiver that has 860 yards receiving at this point through 7 games. So, again, we got to be aware of where he's at. And then we got to handle their pressure on defense. So we got a tall task ahead of us. But I know our kids are excited to play in the Dome. You know, it's their last regular season home game. They're fired up to go out and perform well against this Kennedy team.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about the fact that this will be the, you know, with the new high school being built and the football field adjacent to it, this will be the last regular season game for Cedar Falls ever at the Unidome. And, you know, I got mixed emotions about that.
Yeah, it's mixed emotions. You threw the word ever. Maybe not ever. Maybe we'll squeeze one in at some point. So I'm not leading anything, Mr. Becker, or saying anything there. But, you know, who knows? Maybe at some point you'll play one in there. But, yeah, we're moving on to a new stadium. It's going to be emotional for a lot of us because we started playing there in 1977. So it's been a long run. I've been fortunate enough to be a part of that Dome since it was built, with my father being an assistant coach there for many years. So the place has a special place in my heart, and it'll be different. It'll be different for people, but hey, we're going to enjoy this one while we can, while we're there for this last regular season deal, and see if we can't put a huge crowd in the stands and see if the Tigers can't come out and perform well against a very talented Cougar team.
All right, Brad Remmert, head football coach, Cedar Falls. Before we let you go, question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle. When you were a young coach, what was your biggest weakness, and what did you do to improve that?
You know, as a young coach, you're so worried about your own position that sometimes maybe you don't look at the bigger picture. And you're so focused on your position group and your kids and that, and you sometimes maybe don't take into consideration the whole team aspect of it. And I think that as you get older and you see things and how they develop, and maybe sharing players, you know, they're your linebackers, they're your set of kids and stuff, and say, well, no, wait a minute, that kid could help over here, and we got to figure ways to find balance in that. I think that's the biggest thing is just being kind of narrow-minded of focus as a young coach, and then as you move through this process, you kind of get to see some of the bigger pictures of what needs to go on to be a really successful team.
Brad Remmert, head football coach, you're off the hot seat, and it's going to be a 7:30 kickoff.
We got a 5 o'clock game. Sophomores will tee up at 5 o'clock, and depending on when that thing finishes up, we'll be 32 minutes right after it.
All right. Well, Coach Remmert, best of luck against Kennedy Friday, and look forward to talking with you next Wednesday night here
awesome.
On the Huddle.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach. Up next, it's Waterloo East head coach DeCarlos Anderson. As we continue on with the Coach's Huddle, we're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub on 1650 The Fan.
Buying pre-owned just got better with the Caldwell Commitment. Now, all qualifying pre-owned vehicles come with a 12-month, 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Plus, you get a vehicle history report, our 117-point inspection, and even a complimentary paint and glass protection to keep your new ride shining like the day you bought it. And when it's time for maintenance, ask about our pickup and delivery service. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
Ryan Eagle here from Thursday Night Football on Westwood One. Week 6 of the NFL season kicks off with primetime AFC West action from Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. The Chiefs have won 4 straight and hope to make it 5 against a struggling Denver Broncos team with Russell Wilson under center. Join me and Devin McCourty for the call on Thursday Night Football.
Coverage begins at 6:30 on 1650 The Fan.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. The number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Welcome back. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub, the Coach's Huddle. Right now, it's time to talk Waterloo East football with DeCarlos Anderson, the second-year head coach for the Trojans. Last week, Waterloo East plays at number one or number two, depending on what polls you're looking at, Western Dubuque. And it's the Bobcats winning 52-29. Western Dubuque using a strong first half to come away with the victory. And, Coach, though, you lose maybe a lopsided score, but your team really battled, scoring 22 points in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, again, it's been a story of our season, though, Mark. You know, and I think that Western Dubuque, great program, you know, great team. And you know, even with that, though, man, we had our opportunities early on, and it was 7-0, you know, going into the second quarter, and really what kind of came back to hunt us was the special teams. They had two big punt returns, and then they finally scored one, and that was all within, you know, the sequence of possession. So
yeah, I saw they had an 81-yard touchdown return for it, and that had been an area you guys have been, you know, pretty solid in this year.
Yeah, well, I think for the most part we've been able to move the ball, so we haven't had to punt a lot. We got in situations with Western Dubuque where we got. Again, the initial punt return they had, but it, you know, credit to the defense, man, we were able to hold them out. You know, so we had a couple fourth and goal conversions there early in the first quarter and the second quarter. But then, you know, they ran one back and they got a really good running back and
Grant Glauser is the number one rusher in 4A.
Yep, so tough kid, man. And so you know, finally he was able to get in, and so again it just from holding them to 7 points in the first quarter, they scored I think 35 in the second quarter, and you know, I just kind of wrote the story of the rest of the game right there. So
it's a 42-7 lead for Western Dubuque at halftime, 49-7 going into the fourth. But again, late rally by Waterloo East, and it's a 52-29 final score. Looking at some of the Trojans, Landon Sewell, your senior quarterback, 4 touchdown passes, threw for 195 yards, shared the wealth with Maceo Hicks, Jeremiah Clark, Quendon Hart, and Adon Muhammad, all picking up touchdown receptions.
Yep, I think, you know, and again, it's, you know, just one of the things which to where, like I said, for me, with a great program like that, it was the marker for us. And so we were able to see some success early in the ball game. Like I said, in the first quarter, I was able to move the ball, got some stops and things like that. But again, you know, for us, we just made too many mistakes to really overcome, you know, such an opponent, you know. And I think that's kind of been, again, the sentiment for our season, is that, you know, our biggest struggle right now is us, right? Mm-hmm. And so once we correct those things, I think it would be interesting for us to see how, you know, we shake up against a team like Western Dubuque. So,
Carlos Anderson, the head coach of Waterloo East, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. Your team, what's the attitude this week in practice heading into, you know, just two games left in the regular season? You know, mentally, do you feel the team's still focused?
I think it's one of those things, Mark, that's we have to be consistent, right? You know, whatever we've been doing previously, nothing changes, right? We come back with our game plan. We come back, work just as hard, prepare for the next opponent. Even with Waverly, regardless of the record, like I say, you know, we're playing their program, right? We're not, you know, record means absolutely nothing. Because again, we have to go in and prepare. And like I say, you know, they got us pretty good last year. So we're just working hard, you know, getting ready for that. And then, you know, as I say, you know, what we want to do is let's finish the year on a good note, right? You know, and so I think that we have the ability to do it. I think that again, just now for us, just really playing the game mentally is our biggest focus.
Coach, it's senior night. What's that mean to you?
You know, it means a lot. You know, I think it's any time for myself being, you know, a newer coach. So I've had a couple of years with these seniors versus the 1 year I had with the seniors last year. We have nine seniors, I believe, eight or nine seniors. I think it's nine. And, you know, again, just have an opportunity with these young men for the 2 years. And I think that, you know, they really appreciate, you know, what I've done as a coach just compared to what they had previously. And, you know, they echo that. Pretty much just because of the opportunities that we've had. And then most important, like I say all the time as a coach, you know, it's really what's next, right? You know, because again, football is one thing, but helping these young men transition to life is the most important thing, right? And so I do a lot with them. You know, I'm a director of a college prep educational program, TRIO. And so with the TRIO program, we're all about helping students get to college anyway. So, you know, some of them may have an opportunity to play football at the next level or basketball, whatever they choose, but some of them will be just become students and prepare for, you know, how they're going to pay bills, right?
DeCarlos Anderson, he's the head coach for Waterloo East, joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. Waverly Shell Rock comes to Memorial Stadium Friday in a Class 4A District 2 matchup. Waverly Shell Rock, their record, very deceiving. Right now they come in with just one win. But they played a really competitive schedule this year. So Waverly Shell Rock, they'll be ready to go. And they beat Mason City, a team that you had problems with a couple weeks ago.
Yep, yeah, and that's why I say, you know, they handled Mason City pretty well. And I think for us, you know, for us it's just more of a situation to where, you know, we just got to correct us, Mark. You know, I think if we go out there and perform the way that we go, that we need to, it'll be a good game. And I think that's all that we can focus on. The weather is supposed to not be the greatest. And so, as I tell the kids all the time, man, football weather, right? You know, so we get ready to prepare for that. And our opponents as well. And I think let's send our centers out on a high note. So,
well, are you ready for our question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle?
Absolutely.
All right. When you were a young coach, what was your biggest weakness, and what did you do to improve it?
I think I started coaching pretty young, and I feel like the biggest weakness that any young coach could have is this lack of experience. You know, I feel like that a lot of times people who play the game don't always make the best coaches either. So for me, just really learned and had a great mentor by the name of Michael Peters. It was actually Marcus Peters' father, plays for, he's now with the Raiders. But, you know, having good mentors and people around you to really help you, educate you on the game. And I think the biggest thing that I did learn, too, as I mentioned before, is just that they're students first, right? So learning how to break down, like, transcripts, right? So we had a lot of guys with a ton of potential and had the ability, you know, had the opportunity to send a lot of kids to college. And so, okay, this kid, okay, he has opportunity to get a scholarship. now, as a coach, we're breaking down the transcripts. So, hey, make sure you got the right amount of math courses, the English courses, you know, the social sciences, electives, and things of that nature. And so that was my thing, just experience overall. I think sometimes people just see coaching as one-sided. And I think that for me, I focus on like the holistic approach to where really ensuring that they're doing what they're supposed to do academically. And then if they have opportunity to go to the next level, we have to make sure they're prepared to get that. Because oftentimes we see student athletes with a ton of talent and be like, oh, man, I thought he was going to get a scholarship, right? It's that back, it's that other piece that's missing. And so for me as a coach, that's something that I learned at a very young age. And again, just the experience of, you know, doing things repetitiously is the ultimate key to be successful.
All right. Well, Coach DeCarlos Anderson, good luck on Friday night. You host Waverly Shell Rock, and let's talk about a win next Wednesday night. All right.
That's the plan.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks, Mark.
DeCarlos Anderson, nice enough to join us as always here on the Coach's Huddle. On the way next, we'll talk with Lonnie Moore, one of the West Head football coach. When we return, this is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our Shop, Click, Drive option. 1. Select your vehicle. 2. Create your offer. 3. Schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo. Online at CommunityBuickGMC.com. GMC. We are professional grade. Experience the new Buick.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
When you hear a cannon, a tornado siren, and a victory bell, no need to run for cover.
This is a cyclone weather alert.
It's Cyclone Football.
Touchdown!
Coach Campbell takes his Cyclones to Cincinnati this weekend to face the Bearcats. Join us Saturday. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on the Cyclone Sports Network from Learfield.
Follow the Cyclones on 1650 The Fan, the official station for Cyclone Nation.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
This new Wendy's Frosty flavor is way too exciting to keep under wraps. It's a brand new, first-of-its-kind flavor. Get this, pumpkin spice. I know, right? It's so good. It's rich, it's cozy. It's the perfect flavor for some fall frosty time. Watch, everyone will see it and jump on the bandwagon. Grab a never-before-seen pumpkin spice frosty or pumpkin spice frosty cream cold brew today when you choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Vanilla frosty is temporarily unavailable.
Buying pre-owned just got better with the Caldwell Commitment. Now, all qualifying pre-owned vehicles come with a 12-month, 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Plus, you get a vehicle history report, our 117-point inspection, and even a complimentary paint and glass protection to keep your new ride shining like the day you bought it. And when it's time for maintenance, ask about our pickup and delivery service. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Welcome back. This is the Coach's Huddle. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Mark Simpson with you, joined now by Lonnie Moore, the head coach for Waterloo West. Last week, Waterloo West had a home game against West Des Moines Valley, and it was a Valley winning 49-0. A Valley led 21-0 after the first quarter, 35-0 at halftime. They go on to post the shutout victory, and Coach, you knew Valley was much better than their one win coming in, and they certainly have a lot of talent in that team, don't they?
They definitely do. You know, we just can't solve that Des Moines area
school football games out there. They got some really good football players out there and some good teams. But, yeah, they came in. We knew. It wasn't no secret to us that they had a really tough schedule. And some of the teams they played, even some of the common opponents when they played also, when they played Waukee Northwest. So it wasn't a secret to us. We knew we had to play our best game to be competitive and get into that game. And, you know, we just didn't do that.
Frustrating you get shut out. You had a good opportunity in the second quarter.
Yeah, we did. We had a good opportunity off a fake punt that we did and kind of drove the ball down. They really got some really big guys. We tried a quarterback sneak in there twice, and either time worked. You know, they got a guy that was about 300 pounds, but he can move a little bit, and they was dead up in the nose. So we just didn't do a good job of getting any movement and trying to get that score.
All right, and looking at some of the numbers, Brady Dean, your quarterback, 6 for 15. 65 yards, also rushes for 24. Courtney Gladney leads the Wahawks, 4 catches, 49 yards. Julius Jones led the team in tackles with a 7. So it's a Valley winning 49-0. What do you say to your team after last Friday's game?
Well, I just told them it was a hard thing to swallow. You know, we weren't coming in expecting that. We really was trying to prove something different, especially after the Waukee game. So, you know, it's something we have to learn and try to figure out how we can get to that stage. You know, we try some things differently, especially with our running back Ben Frazier out. You know, we was trying to get some other guys the ball and make some plays, but they matched us tap for task, especially athletic-wise, and we just didn't get things rolling on the offensive end. Defensively was, you know, kind of up and down. We put them in some bad situations, but, you know, they kind of played as best they can. One thing I can give credit for, the guys played hard. They did, and I got to do a better job as the head coach of kind of figuring out what I got to do to get our guys either playing better or coming up with a better scheme versus some of these schools that, you know, just a little bit better than us in talent-wise, but, you know, we can find other ways to try to get them going.
How's practice going this week?
It's been a good practice. You know, one thing I would say, and I got a really good group of seniors, and I like the group of seniors I got. They lead and do a good job of getting the guys focused. This year, when they got 13, probably the least number of seniors I've ever had. But it's a good group of 13 guys, and a lot of them are 2-3 year starters, and they really get our young guys going, you know, so they kind of get them focused and understanding what was going on. We turned around and had a JV game on Monday versus Valley, so those guys were going, they traveled down to Des Moines on Monday, got back late and turned around and come back to school and had practice and did a good job. And I told our guys that, you know, we had to get those guys motivated on Tuesday because they're going to be tired, and they did a good job of that.
We're talking with Lonnie Moore, Waterloo West head football coach here on the Coach's Huddle. Coming live from Peppers. And, just two games left now in the regular season. You got a pretty important game coming up on the road this Friday. You take on Iowa City Liberty. The Lightning 2-5. They make the move from 4A to 5A this year. And they have some talent on this team. The quarterback, Graham Beckman, he's a good one. And individually, they have some talent on this Lightning team.
Yeah, to me, they're very similar to Dowling when it comes to, you know, looking at their record. They have played some really good teams and played them tough. But you go look at the numbers. The quarterback is one of the leading quarterbacks throwing the ball in the state. He throws it to their running back a lot. Their running back is either one or two, or one of the guys who receives it. But they're real physical up front offensively. Defensively, they're going to bring a lot of pressure. They love the blitz. So we kind of made a running joke with our coaching staff. Somebody, defensive coordinator, had a lot of time this summer because they come up with a lot of different blitzes and try to come at you a different way. So for our young line, it's going to be a good experience for them. I thought they have done a good job this week of picking up those things, picking up the blitzes and stunts and things that our scout team gave us. You know, but it's never the same speed and tempo, but I thought we kind of symbolized it a little bit. So they do a lot of different things. You know, we just got to be ready for it. We got to just continue to try to play our best game. I just still don't think we played our best game yet this year. And we can do that and play our best game. That means, you know, penalty-free, moving the ball offensively, getting some first downs and those things. Defensively, getting off the field on third down, which is going to be very important because I think my defensive coordinator looked, and I think they only punted 3 times the last 3 games. So their offense puts a lot of points on the board and don't get off. So there's some things that we got to do this week to be very successful.
Lonnie Moore is our guest, the head coach for Waterloo West here. What about playoff implications with this game? I mean, obviously it helps your case if you can come away with a victory.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at it, I didn't look at it deep. You know, both games, getting both of this game and the next one can really help us getting in. And getting one, we're going to need some help from some other people. But we just got to take care of one game at a time. You know, our guys, we really have not brought up playoff anything to our team. We just got to get back on a winning edge. We're back to the winning ways, especially after last week, and then going against a good team this week in Liberty.
All right. And season, you know, only two games left. Do you see that urgency? You talked about those your senior class. Do you sense that urgency, you know, that the season's kind of winding down?
I do. I really do. And I think that's why we had a good week of practice, because not only, you know, you turn around and lose like we did last week, then you wonder about how your team is going to come back out. I think just the last two games kind of with some urgency with our guys, knowing that, you know, this possibly could be the last two games this group can be together, last 2 weeks. You know, this group will never be assembled again. And it's been a really good group, good team. I really like the guys we got. So they I think some urgency there that, you know, they want to continue to keep playing. And we do still have some goals that we set at the beginning of the season that's out there that we want to try to achieve.
All right. It's a Friday night, Waterloo West on the road as they travel to Iowa City Liberty. The Wahawks 4-3, the Liberty 2-5. They're coming off a 40-21 loss to Ankeny last week. But it's a good Iowa City Liberty team. I saw them give Cedar Falls problems at the Dome earlier this year. Coach, you ready for our question of the nine here?
Yeah.
All right. When you were a young coach, so about maybe a year ago or
so.
You were a young coach, what was your biggest weakness, and what did you do to improve on that?
Some of the things I can think. I think of a couple. One, I kind of thought I knew it all, you know, coming in as a player, and there's a big difference between the player and the coach. You know, there's some guys out there that have never played and are great coaches, and I can see why, because it's a different type of mentality that you need to have. So I think that was one of my weaknesses of coming in. Thought I knew it all just from playing, and come to find out there was more to it than just X and O's. Getting kids motivated, getting kids ready to go. Doing those little things that you may have to do as a player that I've learned throughout my years and try to get better at, you know. And these kids, they'll go through a wall for you if they know you believe in them and, you know, you're going to have their back and everything. So those are things that I did not know as coming in as a young coach. You know, I just thought my smartness of knowing the game and my things of, you know, experience of playing the game was going to get over, which that's only not even half of it, of the game. So I wanted to make sure I was a better overall coach and make sure our kids, when they left, you know, that they understood, you know, the difference of, you know, becoming a boy to a man and those things, and those guys believing in me even after they're done. So just, you know, this weekend I'm going to one of my previous players' wedding this weekend because he invited me. And that just makes me feel good to know that, you know, they still believe me even 5-6 years after they left the program.
You still get called coach everywhere you go?
I still get called coach, yeah. And
That's a great feeling, though.
Great feeling. I would never take it back ever. I love being called coach. Even kids that I've coached only in, like, flag football, they still say coach and those things. So it's a good feeling and those things. And especially you get random emails or Facebook posts or whatever to you to just say thanks, coach, for everything you've done. It makes you feel good. And the reason why we do this thing.
Well, Lonnie Moore, thank you so much for joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. Good luck for Waterloo West Friday night, big road game at Iowa City Liberty. And let's talk about a W next week here on the Huddle.
Good. Thank you for having us, and go Wahawks.
Lonnie Moore, Waterloo West head football coach. Up next, we'll hear from Waterloo Columbus head coach Brad Schmidt. When we return, we're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our Shop, Click, Drive option. 1. Select your vehicle. 2. Create your offer. 3. Schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo. Online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC. We are professional grade. Experience the new Buick.
Sunday on Compass Media Network's coverage of the NFL, it'll be a sea of green in the Meadowlands as the Eagles venture up the turnpike to face the Jets. Hi, this is Chris Carino. Join Brian Baldinger and me for all the action. The Eagles look to remain perfect in Week 6 as Jalen Hurts and company collide with Sauce Gardner and the vaunted Jets defense. It's the Jets and the Eagles. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Pre-game coverage begins at 2:45 right here on The Fan.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Welcome back. This is the Coach's Huddle. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Big thank you to Pepper's, our great hosts, to Steve Plummer, the manager, and his all-star staff. Boy, did they do a great job every week. And stop in at Pepper's. Your game is always on. We got a lot of got Major League Baseball playoffs, hockey, NBA exhibition games. It's a lot of games going on right now. It's at the great time of the year. And joining us now here on the Coach's Huddle, Brad Schmidt, head coach for the Class 1A 8th rank Columbus Sailors. Waterloo Columbus shutting out East Marshall last week, 50-0. And, Coach, those games are tough when you take on a team that you feel you should win, but your team really executed and comes away with the lopsided victory.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it definitely, we talked about the week prior being locked in and, you know, maybe not being as sharp as we would have liked because the game was never in question, where, you know, it was another similar scenario this past week. And our kids were extremely locked in. I mean, we executed at a high level. I think we averaged about 13 yards a play. We only ran 35 plays on offense. And, you know, defensively, we were pretty stout. You know, and I got to give East Marshall credit because – gosh, you know, we've been there, you know, we were there X amount of years ago and I got a great deal of empathy for, you know, those struggling programs that show up on Friday and, you know, the kids go out there and compete, the coaches go out there and they put their best foot forward. So, you know, I know it's a tough deal, but, got a great deal of respect for those kids and the coaching staff, you know, not just East Marshall, but across the board where, you know, they're fighting and, you know, keep fighting because, you know, there are better days on the horizon.
Well, you had a big performance from your quarterback, Carter Locker. He was very accurate, 14 out of 17, 233 yards and threw 4 touchdowns. That might be his best statistical game of the year.
Yeah, Carter, man, I looked at it today, he's 100 for 138, which is about 73% completion rate. Which is, I looked at it, it's fourth in the state. And I think anybody over 100 attempts, he's number one. So there are a couple kids ahead of him hadn't thrown 100 or attempted 100 passes. So, you know, you're completing 70%+ completion rate. That's dang good. And he's been extremely efficient. You know, he's got a good feel about what we're doing. You know, the plays we're calling, he's executing, and he does a good job spreading the ball around. And there's certainly a number of options to get the ball too. And we got a solid run game and good guys up front as well. So got to give Locker a great deal of credit. he's definitely been the straw that's stirring the drink for us offensively.
A couple other guys really had good numbers. Parker Cheldson, as usual, 10 carries, 166 yards, a couple of touchdowns, one of 53, one of 49 yards. And Nick Merrifield, 6 catches, 105 yards, and a pair of touchdowns, one from 21 yards and one 42 yards. So your marquee players stepping up in your big game against East Marshall.
Yes, it was senior night, you know, and we we wanted to make sure that the seniors went out with a bang, or you know, kind of something to remember. And you know, so I mean, yeah, obviously the names that you said, marquee. So you know, Cheldson. I mean, obviously he's been a dog for us the whole year, both sides of the ball. Same with Nick, but you know, do want to mention Franklin got a touchdown on a bootleg. Frank's a senior that, you know, has worked extremely hard. So I was really glad to see him, you know, punch one in. And then Thomas Steele, who's kind of an unsung hero for us. He doesn't get a whole lot of mention. I mean, you know, I think he's got 8 or 9 catches this year from a big play guy, about 160 yards. He's averaging about 18 yards reception, but he got a touchdown. You know, he does the kicking for us as well, punting for us as well, averaging about 40 yards a pop. So the seniors did great. You know, we start 5 seniors on the offensive line as well. So it was a good night. I was glad we came out. We got everybody in the game, and you know, we're trying to build on this momentum moving forward into this week.
We're talking with Brad Schmidt. He's the head coach for Waterloo Columbus, ranked number 8 in the state in Class 1A. The Sailors now 5-2 overall, 3-1 in 1A District 4. They'll wrap up their regular season on Friday at South Hardin. As the smaller classes, you only play 8 games. This is a big game, though, against South Hardin. I didn't realize a victory, you get the second seed in the district, and you secure a home playoff game.
100%. That's what we've been talking about all week. You know, this is it's playoff mindset. It's game 7 mentality. That's what it's got to be all week, you know, all week in practice. You know, really trying to get these kids in that mindset where, you know, playoffs don't start next week. It's now. You know, we want to secure that home field for next week. And, you know, obviously these kids, the opposition does as well. And they've been playing some pretty good football the last few weeks. And they're going to give us their best shot. You know, I'm guessing it's their senior night. You know, they've had some big wins, and you know, we're going to come out ready to go.
Talk about South Hardin. What kind of looks do they show?
So, you know, they got a good running back who, you know, made some big plays on offense. I mean, he's averaging about 6 yards a carry. I think he's carried about 150 times. So they run him a lot. They'll condense you down in a power eye set, no tight ends, and run the ball, and then they'll spread you out and throw it. You know, the quarterback is pretty efficient. So they're pretty balanced. You know, big play, you know, big play potential. A lot of younger kids. I mean, I think their quarterback's a sophomore, running back's a junior, two of their key guys. And then they're pretty big up front. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full. You know, but at the same time, I mean, we're looking forward to the opportunity to compete. I mean, our kids are chomping at the bit, and you know, we're in a great mindset that, you know, it's back against the wall, and it's game 7. Every game from here on out is game 7, and that's the mentality that we have during the week, during practice, and that's what we're going to come out with on Friday.
We're talking with Brad Schmidt, the head coach for Waterloo Columbus, here on the Coach's Huddle. And, you know, your eyes seem to light up when you talk about this team. This seems to have been one of those special squads that you've really grown fond of.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the unique thing about my perspective is that I won it as a player, you know, and our group in 04 was extremely tight. So I always compare the teams that we've had to that group. And a lot of similarities that group where the numbers aren't huge. You know, we got a few losses. We battled through some adversity. Don't want to say that you know, I'm not looking ahead, but that's definitely something that I look at. And you know, these guys are extremely close. They love each other, and they're fun to coach. I really am blessed to be able to work with these kids. I said that in an email today to the parents. I'm lucky. I'm lucky, and you know what we've done at Columbus is brings a smile to my face every time I think about it, because 7-8 years ago, you know, I mean, it's my 10th year, but our first 4 years we won 4 games, and it would have been easy to fold up, but we stayed the course, and you know, we've turned it around, and you know, the field's wide open this year too. I mean, there's no Van Meter in the class. Cooper DeJean is returning punts for the Hawkeyes, playing defensive back for the Hawkeyes, thank God. So, you know, it's an open field, and you know, it's anybody, it's there for the taking.
Brad Schmidt, Waterloo Columbus head coach, joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. And this is our question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle. And I'm interested to hear what you say here. When you were a young coach, what was your biggest weakness, and what did you do to improve on that?
So I think when I came in, I thought scheme was, you know, you could out-scheme anybody. You know, the offense and defense, or offense you were designing, the plays you were running, you know, regardless of what you had, the Jimmys and Joes, the scheme was going to be it. Where I learned real quick playing, you know, Coach Frericks at New Hampton and Coach Lape at North Fayette and Coach Bierman at Waukon and Coach Hadacek at Union, that, you know, scheme, you could throw that in the dumpster when you're playing those teams. I mean, it's all about weight room culture, you know, getting your kids, you know, honed in on one common goal. And it took us a while to get there, but I would say that was the biggest thing where I thought, you know, you could just draw it up on the board and, hey, go do this, you know, or no, it's done throughout the week. And, you know, you kind of got to take a step back, and, you know, being humbled is always a good thing. So that certainly humbled me, and we kind of got the kids to buy into what we were selling. And at this point, you know, I think that would be my biggest takeaway from where we were at then to where we're at now is, you know, scheme's important, but at the same time, you got to get the kids to buy into what you're selling, and then you got to do it from November to August.
Well, Brad Schmidt, head coach for Waterloo Columbus, thank you so much for joining us here on the Coach's Huddle, and good luck against South Hardin on Friday.
Hey, appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
Brad Schmidt, head coach for Waterloo Columbus, as we wrap up here the Coach's Huddle on this Wednesday evening. Again, this is where the Metro teams are at on Friday night. Cedar Falls at the Dome. Big game against Class 5A, fourth-ranked Cedar Rapids. Kennedy, CF, 4-3. Kennedy, 5-2. Waterloo East will host Waverly Shell Rock at Memorial Stadium. Waterloo East, 2-5. Waverly Shell Rock, 1-6. It's senior night for the Trojans. Waterloo West on the road at Iowa City Liberty. Waterloo West, 4-3. Iowa City Liberty, 2-5. And Waterloo Columbus at South Hardin. The Sailors, 5-2 overall, while South Hardin is 4-3. And that will wrap it up for the Coach's Huddle. Great job by Angie Sturm, engineering our show back at the studio. Great job, as always, to the folks here at Peppers, our great sponsors. I'm Mark Simpson. Until next Wednesday night, you've been listening to the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Thanks for listening to the Coach's Huddle with Mark Simpson from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.